Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a too big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop it. Right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many love you die. You know we have to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. For only love can come to hand.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Good morning. You, yes, you are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. I want to say what a wonderful, beautiful Monday morning this is here in sunny Southern California. It's a little overcast, but it's going to burn off, and it's going to be a wonderful, beautiful day. Oh, my gosh, do we have a show for you today. We're going to talk about the real deal, Holyfield. There's no smoking guns on our show. Everything is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. Listen, some things have transpired in the last couple of weeks that have been, you know, some serious issues that we need to address. And if we don't address these issues, then nothing will happen. So we have to address these issues. I want to say this to you. Nothing surprises me anymore. And you know how sometimes things that happen, you'd be like, wow, I'm surprised that that happened. But now I'm like, what? Okay, I am not surprised by everything I see going on these days. You know, it's just wild and crazy right now. And I'm just telling you, if these aren't the last days, I don't know what the last days are. These are some very, very serious times that are going on. And you need to be educated on your rights, because when it comes down, if you don't have the information, if you don't have the knowledge, if you don't have the wisdom, if you don't have the understanding of your rights, you definitely will be in a heap of trouble. And by the time you figure out, it'll already be an unwind right over your head. So that's why it's so important to learn your civil rights, your constitutional rights, your human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. If you want to call into our show right now and listen into the show, you dial 646-787-8064, 646-787-8064, and that will put you live on our show. You press 1 if you want to talk in the queue. Now, if you want to listen online to blogtalkradio.com, that's where you go, blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, and on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions with an S, and you'll be right in with us, and we can share, and we can talk, and we can, you know, have a good time together. You can watch the show. You can look at the pictures of the different people that are on the show, and also our executive producers and co-producers, and, of course, myself. We have a wonderful show for you, but before we introduce our co-producers of the show, I want to share something with you that transpired. I know you probably already know, but if you don't know, I want you to know. Let me see something here on. Let's see. Let's say good morning to everyone. There you go. All right, good morning, everybody that's listening on Facebook Live. God bless you. Please tell 10 people to hit us. Let's see. All right, let's see. Please tell 10 people to text to join us here on Facebook Live. You know, send it to 10 people. I really appreciate that, because we're going to talk about some really important stuff. Okay, let me get to the situation here. You know, this gun problem is, the enormity of it, the giganticness of it is unbelievable. This gun problem is insane. It's insane. Just here recently, an African-American woman who was at home, living at home at her place, unfortunately, she lives in Florida. And I don't know if you know what's all going on in Florida, but I'm going to tell you a couple of things that's going on in Florida. This is going on. A white woman fired a bullet through her door, shooting the black woman and killing her in front of her 9-year-old son and her other kids. What happened was the kids, the people that owned the field where this particular woman lives, the kids were told, good morning, how are you? Good morning, God bless you. The kids were told that they could play in that field by the owner of the property. This woman manages, she rents. So she doesn't own the property, she just rents the property, but the kids were told that they could play in the field. So the black kids are playing in the field, enjoying themselves like kids do in the summertime and school's out. She's screaming obscenities to the kids, calling them out of their name, and some kind of way the kids left their iPad there in the field. So this lady picks up whatever and throws something and hits one of the kids. The kids go back and tell their mother, which is the right thing to do. And the mother goes over to get the iPad that the white woman took from the kids, and also to talk about her, the way she treated her kids. This woman shoots through the door, hitting the African-American female and killing her. This woman did not go to jail immediately. She did not go to jail immediately. She was still at home cooking her meals, taking showers, and enjoying her life while the African-American wonderful woman was dead. I'm very emotional about this. I'm very upset about it. The woman's name is Susan Lorenz, 58 years old. And Jackie Owens, Mrs. Owens, was 35 years old, the mother of the four kids that was killed. And it's really sad for the four kids because I've seen the four kids, and they are just speechless. What would you say if your mother went to go knock on the neighbor's door? And we just had an incident like this where the young boy was picking his sister or brother up from another person's house in Florida, and he knocked on the door, and the white man shot him twice. Once while he shot him immediately when he opened the door, then he shot him while he was down on the ground. And something told the young man to get up and run, and he got up and ran, and he's alive, and he's well, and he's doing better. This mother, Mrs. Owens, 35 years old, who was shot by 58-year-old Susan Lorenz, she's not going to get up and walk away from this. She was murdered. Unfortunately, she was murdered. So we want to hold that family together. We want to stand up for the kids. Please follow this case. It happened in Florida. You can look it up. A white woman who fired through her front door killed a black neighbor. However, she was arrested. She's been arrested now, but she wasn't arrested at first until protests start going on in the streets. People start protesting and saying, why is this woman not in jail? Why is she not in jail? If you want something to happen, you have to make a change. You have to stand up for something, and you got to believe in something, and you got to fight for it. If you don't stand up and fight for it, it just won't get done, okay? All right, let's do that. Let's leave that right there. I want to go back. I want to get some of my co-hosts and co-producers in the studio. Let me open up with our co-host, Vera Jones. Good morning, Vera Jones. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning, Vera?
Good morning, Eddie, to all the co-hosts and listeners. I am doing wonderful. Thanks for asking.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. All right, all right, all right. Let's get Clarence and Mellon in the studio. Good morning, Brother Clarence and Mellon. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Good morning, Vera Jones. Good morning to all our panelists, but especially good morning to all our listeners, followers, and all those who are into this show. Every Monday morning, Pastor Eddie produces the hot button topic that we all need to pay attention to, be aware of, research, and just be informed about them. Because once again, this is the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk show, the Eddie Justice Jones blog talk show. Thank you, Pastor Eddie, for having me again. I'm buckled in. You put the key in the ignition, man. You have started this vehicle, so let's roll.
Good morning, Clarence.
Amen, amen. Amen. Clarence, Vera said good morning.
Good morning, Vera. Granny B.
And without further ado, let's get in here, Professor Reams. Good morning, Professor Reams. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning, Professor Reams?
Good morning, Pastor Jones. Good morning, the regulator, and good morning, Dr. Granny V. I'm doing well. I've had a wonderful birthday weekend and week, and it's this week is definitely going to be one of our stronger weeks because we've got justice on our side based on the indictment, but we're also here to be able to spread the word, and the Blessed Brock Talk radio program is going to not miss a beat because it's going to challenge you, it's going to inform you, but it's also going to remind you about how the grace of God is always with us at all times. So good morning to my fellow co-hosts, co-producers, and to the listeners, our wonderful radio family. So good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Professor Reams. Happy
good
birthday.
Morning.
Professor Reams.
And
have a
wonderful birthday to you, Professor Reams.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Now, I see a caller in the 323-698 area code. Let's see. Caller in the 323-698 area code. Are you there? Did you want to say something this morning? Good morning.
I am here. Good morning, everybody. Talana, welcome.
Oh.
And I am super blessed to be here again this morning. just want to say I love everyone. And to all the listeners, welcome and thank you for being here. And to everyone, to Butterfly, to Professor Rain, to Clarence, and shout out to Dr. Aretha, and to all of our families who are listening from abroad. God bless you. Happy Monday, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Talana. Good morning.
Good morning, Talana.
Now, to my panelists right now, my co-producers, I am your host and producer of the show, Pastor Eddie Justice Jones, Jr., president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association, where we talk about, on this show, we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. I am hot and on fire about this woman shooting through the door and killing an African-American woman that had four kids, and the nine-year-old was standing right there. When she shot through the door, the nine-year-old that had his iPad taken from him was standing right next to his mother. Can you imagine the trauma of four kids watching their mother die from a gunshot wound? It's unacceptable. The gun laws need to be changed. No one who are not in their right mind should have a weapon in their hand. I say this all the time. If I lay the gun on the ground in the middle of my house and I never touch it for 20 years, it's never going to shoot anybody. A gun can only be shot when it's in someone's hands. And a lot of times a gun is in the wrong hands. And this is why we have these type of situations that occur. And I'm just very appalled, upset, and angered at the fact that the government have not addressed this issue. Not enough. The National Rifle Association thinks it's a joke. It's not a joke. Innocent kids, innocent people are losing their lives on an all-time high. Come on, Congress. Come on, House of Representatives. Come on, President of the United States of America. Come on, Vice President of the United States of America. Come on, Republicans. Come on, Democrats. Come on. Let's do something about this. Can't we all come together for a common cause to save lives? I am appalled at this. Good morning, Cousin V. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you this morning? Good morning, Irene. We're so honored to have you on. We're so happy that you're on Facebook Live. Please reach out to 10 more people on Facebook Live and have them to come on in. Now, I want to go to our co-producers of the show, and I want to start off with none other than Professor Reams. Professor Reams, how do you feel about Mrs. Owens being shot to death by this 58-year-old white woman who fired through her front door? Her name is Susan, and I'm going to leave her, and that's her name, Susan. I'm not going to call her a Karen. Her name is Susan. She's 58 years old. She's charged with manslaughter with a firearm and other offenses that we don't know about. Hopefully, racial biasness, a hate crime is what I would call it. Definitely a hate crime. That's what I'm saying. So the manslaughter to me is not enough. To me, it's a premeditated. She premeditated to shoot through her door. She already knew what she was going to do. Amen. So, Professor Reams, please take the floor. Give us your take on this situation.
Well, the situation, as it relates to the state of the United States and what we're dealing with, gun violence and all, it is now just another symptom of a failed system that we have for dealing with gun violence. Because one of the things about us out there, that she's in Florida, I'm devastated, but it's almost like this is happening so many times that it desensitizes you as saying, okay, here's just another incident, another incident, another incident, another incident. And you want something to get done, but she's living in a state that has a stand your ground defense. And now it's full open carry. So the biggest thing in our system of government is that Governor Ron DeSantis right now has created legislation which makes this okay. And the protest, and you know, we're going to make sure that law enforcement gets out there and does what it's supposed to do, that she is tried and all these other things in general, but she's just the symptom of the bigger problem. And the problem that I also see is that whenever you try to, I call him Uncle Joe, tries to do an executive order, you know, or if he, or if Congress has, you know, against gun violence, it is torpedoed by the Republicans every year or every single time and blocked. Every time that Nancy Pelosi brought up something, it was blocked. Every time it went to the Senate, it was blocked. So it's like we are so divided that we can't even get this done because many of them are being funded by the NRA overall. That's why voting is important. You don't say your vote doesn't matter, because if we can get some national gun control on this, then the states will have to follow. But since we haven't, or since we've only done small things with assault weapons, which is great, it allows the states to still do whatever they want to do because of the 10th Amendment. So we are at a standstill. If definitely it's going to go to trial, and there's some resolution, and I would probably think that the family is also going to have the Attorney General of the U.S. federal do a federal civil rights claim against the hate crime. So this is not over with, but it doesn't seem like it's deterring people from not using their guns. You literally would have to take the guns away completely and start all over again and do a mandate where only the police and military would have firearms. And then, of course, that would go against the Second Amendment. So our best bet is we continue to be on that line like John Lewis and fight. Thank goodness at least, she still went back to her life, but now she still is going to have to pay retribution now that with the protest. But it's going to happen again. If it's not here, it'll be another state at some point in time. But at least in the blue states, we know that we have stronger regulations that'll go against this. But when we're trying to lump everyone together in this country, we are not seeing eye to eye on anything. So we're appalled. The other side will applaud this as she was defending herself. So this is where we are today. So that's why we have to go with the grace of God, keep doing it, keep trying to ruin hearts and minds, and vote, 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 vote. Because this wouldn't happen if we didn't have the standstill when in the Congress with Kevin McCarthy, because he could have done a bill very quickly. He could have gone to, since we own the Senate and we have the White House, a bill could have been done that quickly. And the fact that you have the Supreme Court ready to veto anything that Joe Biden puts together, including an executive order, he has things, even with loan forgiveness, where a federal judge from another state could block it and stop it for further investigation. And then we would have to fight, and it goes to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court is probably going to side with that state that blocked it. So our best bet is our activism, is using the law that we have existingly, and to bring her to justice, and to make an example, and to keep on the line trying to push for better legislation. So I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
It's a shame. And I just want everyone to know, Sheila Timberlake just came on. Good morning, Sheila. Good morning, Cousin V. Good morning, Vera, and everybody on Facebook Live. Please tag 10 more people. Sheila just brought to my attention, over the weekend, an avid Crenshaw High School athlete is shot and killed outside party, police investigating. This young man was a top athlete. I'm looking at his picture now, and I'm It is a shame. It is a shame. I'm looking at this young man. I'm going to show you guys his picture. This is, if you're on Facebook Live, you're going to see his picture right now. Look at this young man. Shot and killed over the weekend. Look at him. He's just a baby. He's our son. He's your son. He's my son. Maybe not biologically, but he's our son. And these guns have got to get off our streets. I'm upset when I look at this young man and I'm reading the story and I'm getting emotional. You can't go to a party these days, okay? These parties are for demons. And when people can't get in or people can't do what they want to do, then they just go find an innocent person to kill because they're demons. He was targeted by a person and his father said he only let him go to the party because he was with his friends that the dad trusted and that his son was done. Here a father is. This reminds me of another case that I worked on where the football player that went to L.A. High School, I worked on that case. And he was shot outside his home. He was a star football player. He was getting ready to go to college. He had already been picked to be on the best team ever. And now this young man is a top athlete in his position, on his way to stardom and fortune and fame, and his life was cut down at a party that his father was not going to let him go to, but he let him go because he went with his friends. And he was targeted because he was probably a clean-cut, nice young man, just the way you see him. A nice smile, a young man in high school. This is crazy. Okay, let me go to Clarence and Mallon. Clarence and Mallon, take the floor. First, let's cover the woman that shot through the door and killed Mrs. Owens. Her name, the white woman, is named Susan. She's 58 years old. Go right ahead, Brother Clarence. Take the floor.
Yes, Pastor Eddie, you and Professor Reams hit on all the elements that not just around this story, both stories, but the laws. We're looking at Governor Gavin Newsom is submitting, new legislation for the Second Amendment and to limit some of these guns, the assault weapons, making it where you have to be 21, I believe, in order to buy a firearm, and make it even more investigations into the person who was purchasing a gun to allow more time to find out background on gun owners. But this remind me of, like you said earlier in the show, Eddie, the young man that went to the wrong address and was shot. You know, our kids is our legacy. And as a parent, we do all we can to protect our kids. But at the same time, we have to be mindful of the dangers with certain people or anyone that we don't even know. I don't know if she knew this lady or not, and they lived right, you know, in the same vicinity of each other.
Yeah.
And I would probably have to assume that this is not the first occurrence of this lady bothering these children and her son. So when we look at this and we look at the history of the atrocities that we have faced since slavery and the rights of those who are white or European descent, how they have escaped justice. You know, we look at Emmett Till. You know, this lady got to live her life out. So we will have to see in court, and it takes 4 days to get her arrested. If the roles would have been switched, I don't think it would have taken 4 days to arrest AJ Owens, the lady's name, GK, if I'm pronouncing it right, and I apologize if I'm not. And so we're looking at these laws. You know, this makes me think of this guy that I think no more than 4 years ago, just over here, and I think the Marina Del Rey, it was a Palace AIDS area. This guy, they found over 1,000 guns in this guy's home. So although this lady
had
one gun, we have people here with thousands of weapons, bunkers filled with weapons. What do they need all this for? You know, when we look at this, and then we look at the heated up arguments of this presidential race, and you have politicians backing the NRA and with Resident Rump, which is not a resident in the White House anymore, but is fueling the coals of his followers, and is heating up for even Tuesday down in Florida. So this Florida is a hotbed state right now. It's like a volcano about ready to erupt. You know, so
yes,
man,
it is. It's going to erupt.
Just another sad hot button topic, and a young 16-year-old football player passed yet. It just hurts me to hear this. And I was just looking at a lot of shootings and killings here, just in South Central Los Angeles over the weekend. There's quite a bit if we look them up. So, Pastor Eddie,
there was
atrocities, and thank you for bringing them to light.
You're very welcome, Clarence. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. We're talking about two different shootings in two different places. Somebody has their computer on with their phone. It's echoing. You got to turn one off. Thank you so much. It's so sickening to know that Susan was able to, 58-year-old Susan took a gun, shot through the door, killing Mrs. Owens. And Mrs. Owens' kids were right there, and they watched the whole thing. They seen their mother die. The one that cooked them breakfast, the one that cooked them lunch, the one that made up their beds, the one that dropped them off at school, the one that, when they scraped their knee, tell them it's going to be all right. Their mother is gone forever. And this woman sat at home and was not arrested until several days later. The audacity. Okay, and I just want you to know, yes, Evangelist Virginia said on Facebook Live, Evangelist Virginia Valentine said she's full of hatred. She needs Jesus. The Bible says there is no peace for the wicked. Amen. And there is no peace for the wicked. And that's why the wicked is acting out right now, and we need to stay prayed up and put on the full armor of God. And then, to top it off, a 16-year-old, this young man I just showed you, Abbott, he was a basketball player for Crenshaw. He's number 10. His number is 10. And he's 16 years old, shot down in cold blood at a party that his father didn't even want him to go to. His father was protecting his son because he knew his son is an athlete and probably was going to make it to the NBA and probably going to be at the best college. We'll never know now. We will never know now. Let's go to my sister Vera Jones. Vera, take the floor. Let's talk about Susan shooting Mrs. Owens through the door first, leaving behind four children. How do you feel about that, Vera? Go right ahead. Vera, are you there? Let's see. Okay. Wait. Okay. Oh, hold on. All right. Okay, Vera, I just saw that you're on another number. Vera, are you there? Good
yes,
morning,
I
Vera.
Am
are
it.
You there?
Yes,
okay, Vera,
hear
we got you. Go, yeah, loud and clear. Go right ahead. How do you feel about what I just talked about, what we're all talking about right now?
Well, I'm saddened to hear for the loss of another person, a mother, and I feel for the children and the family, you know, the violence from another gun. So, and also with the young man from Crenshaw High School, I'm saddened to hear of both incidents.
Yes, me too. And I think I'm going to have to put together a press conference later, because Crenshaw High School is right across down the street from Dorsey High School. And although we're Dorsey alumni, I have sisters and brother. I have a brother that went to Crenshaw, and we're all family. Schools are a family, even though we have the crosstown football rivalry, crosstown basketball rivalry. But when it comes to somebody being shot and killed, an innocent student on his way to success, a superstar at the high school level, going on to college to be something, I am terribly, I'm just saddened by it. It's really sad. Thank you so much, Vera. Is there anything else you want to say in closing about it, Vera?
I just, I can remember back in the day when we used to have a community watch and more parents just out there at different parties or events or school events just to be present and to know that they just can't do anything.
Yeah, it's really, really sad. And I'm you know, we're going to have to do something, because if we don't do something, nothing's going to get done. So we'll talk more about that later. Caller in the 503-747 area code, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and I'm sick at what I heard.
Oh, good morning, Linda Goldie. Everybody say good morning to Linda Goldie all the way from Oregon.
Good morning,
Linda Goldie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Linda Goldie, good morning.
This makes me want to cry.
Me too, Linda. I got to tell you, I just finished wiping my tears just a few seconds ago. For the mother that lost the four kids, I mean, for the kids that lost their mother, and for the 16-year-old and the three young men that were shot on Hyde Park near Crenshaw. And near Crenshaw off of Hyde Park, just over the weekend. I follow all of these. I get all this information. I get phone calls all the time on different things that are transpiring, and I'm upset. I'm upset about it. So we have to keep fighting for justice and equality. What would you like to say? Before you do, Linda, let me go to Talana. Talana, please take the floor. What do you want to say about the mother who was shot in front of her kids through the door, Mrs. Owens, and the lady that shot her, white, female, Caucasian, who claimed she was standing her ground. Her door was locked. She was secure behind her door, shot through the door, killing Mrs. Owens. Her name is Susan. And what do you think about it, Talana? Go right ahead.
A little shook up from what I just heard, Dad. And so I am a single mother of five. I have four sons and a daughter. And I wouldn't – the fact that the kids will never be able, you know, to have – they're young, it sounds like, too.
Yes.
To have their mother anymore over a senseless – case, supposedly, of what people may look at as self-defense. And I think self-defense is really taken out of context now, almost similar to what happened last week. This as well has, and then white privilege on top of getting away with injustice is very... It's a sign of time to me. It says to me that all of the wicked is flowing heavy in the world, just like you said earlier. And to all the panelists, to everyone who all hit the hammer on the nail, this is a tragedy, another tragedy, something that I could never imagine. I pray and send my condolences to the kids and to all the families who are to the basketball player who shortly, you know, had his life taken from him right at the midst of his opportunity to be able to live. to go and make his family proud. There has to be, I know God sees all, but I just wonder when is the time for him to return. I yield back.
Amen. Amen, amen. Wow. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. I'm choked up right now. I'm emotional right now. I want to show you another picture of this young man again. He's 16 years old. He was a star basketball player, track star at Crenshaw High School. He was shot and killed over the weekend at a house party that his father didn't even want him to go to. There he is right there for everybody on Facebook Live. Look at that smile. That's our son right there. That's our son right there. That's all of our sons. And not only am I saddened by that, when I think about the four kids who watched their mother die, Susan, female Caucasian, 58 years old, shot through the door, killing Mrs. Owens in front of her kids. She only went over there to knock on the door to ask her, can she have her child's iPad back? When the lady threw something at the kids got scared and they ran and left the iPad in the field, and the woman got the iPad and took it in her house. So Miss Owens went over there to talk to her and ask her, can I have my kid's iPad, and why did you, you know, who gives you the authority to hit my kids? You know, this woman was really, Evangelist Virginia Valentine, all the way from Louisiana, said, I'm so saddened by this. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Enough is enough. Hallelujah. Enough is enough. And then on top of that shooting, then we have three young men that were shot on Hyde Park and Crenshaw over the weekend. And then this young man right here, and his name is, his name is Quincy Reese, 16, had a bright future ahead of him, a talented athlete. Reese was a star Crenshaw High School basketball player who also played baseball and was planning to try out for football team, according to the family and friends. He also had a 3.4 grade point average and was going to be a senior this year in the fall. And these haters, these so-called, they're supposed to think they're all God because they have a gun. They're just straight haters. They have animosity against their own people. Okay, I want to go to Linda Goldie. Linda Goldie, go ahead, take the floor. But before you do, Linda Goldie, hold on. Let's say good morning. Let's say good morning to Aretha Adams-Jones. Good morning, Aretha Adams-Jones. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
I'm well. Thank you so much. Happy Monday to you and the co-host and all the guests, listeners. How are you doing today?
Oh, my gosh. I'm very emotional. I'm wiping my tears away right now. Everybody say good morning to Aretha Adams-Jones.
Good morning, Aretha.
Good morning, Dr. Aretha.
Good morning, Dr.
Aretha. Good morning, Dr. Aretha. Good morning. I'm glad
good
you're
morning.
Here because my mind has been broken.
Oh, I know. It's so sad.
And you know what? You know, Aretha, I know that you normally, on mental health and you, I know you normally tell us something about mental health. I want you to talk about the trauma today, about the trauma that affects human beings when their kids are shot, when the parent is shot and killed, leaving behind four kids, like the woman who shot through the door. That's what I would love for you to talk about with mental health and you on our show for today, if you don't mind. I know you probably have something else, but if you don't mind, I'd like to give you a moment to kind of focus on that. And then, because after something like that happens, post-traumatic stress syndrome kicks in to the father. The father and the mother of the 16-year-old Quincy Reese, they did not want their son to go to this party. But the reason why they let him go is because his other friends on the team, they went too. So they felt that he was going to be safe, and he wasn't safe. Sheila Timberlake says, right here, hold on, Sheila Timberlake on Facebook Live says, as I sit here listening and thinking, I started saying, what do we expect when you can have an ex-president that may go to jail and can still run for president and pardon himself? If that's not crazy, what else can we expect to happen? Not crazy, what else can we expect to happen? The world has gone, she said, the world has gone completely crazy. Okay, I was about to address that in just a few minutes. But before I do, Linda Goldie, take the floor. What do you think about these two shootings that we're talking about? That's only three shootings that we just talked about this morning. I just want to get your opinion. I want to know, how do you feel about it? Go right ahead, Linda.
Well, I just feel sick. I just feel totally sick. And just a small thing, it reminded me of my children are interracial. And I remember one day, my son's teacher made him sit in the corner with a ribbon in his hair because he dared to play with some girls on the recess. You know, that's just a small thing, but you know, it points to that. It points to this stupidity of people. They can't accept other people just because their skin is a different color.
Are you okay, Linda? You sound like I'm in tears. You heard Talana in tears. Clarence said he's getting emotional. This is an emotional subject matter. This is real, you guys. That's why I say there's no smoking guns on our show. It's the real deal, Holyfield.
How can we protect our children?
Good question. Good, excellent question. I don't know with all this stuff going on. I want to read what Sonia Jones just said. Letitia Long, good morning, Letitia. How are you? For those that are just coming on, I'm going to say this one more time. First of all, we had a white woman by the name of Susan, 58 years old, and then we had an African-American woman with four children. She knocked on her door. The woman shot through the door, killing the mother in front of her kids. The kids watched their mother die, okay? And then over the weekend in Los Angeles at Crenshaw High School, which is right across, not far from Dorsey High School, 16-year-old Quincy was shot and killed, who was an excellent athlete. He was a top basketball player, top track runner. He was getting ready to play baseball and football for Crenshaw High School. I'm sorry, you guys. Please forgive me. I'm emotional. Going into his graduating year, that's right. I'm going to read right here, right now. I'm a little choked up. I'm going to read what Sister Sonia Jones said right here. Hold on. Good morning, Letitia. How are you? God bless you. Call in if you want to, you guys. Letitia, you can call in. Everybody, you have the number. If you want to call in and chime in on this topic, please do. Sonia Jones said, what is sad is how the grave will hug our loved ones longer than we ever will. Man, that's deep. She said, Sister Sonia Jones said, the sad part is that the grave will hug our loved ones longer than we will. Think about that. My. The number to call in is 646-787-8064. Press 1. It'll put you in the queue. Good morning, Deborah. Good morning. And also, thank you for the heart. Clarence said, I can hear the emotional effects of the topics in the voices of the panel. Yeah, everybody's emotional. Everybody is emotional on this one right here. Sonia Jones also said, we have to start learning to love ourselves. When we do, hatred will be no more. Thank you for the hearts. We need those hearts right now. Thank you. We need some hearts right now. Everybody on Facebook Live, send up a gang of hearts because we need to teach more love. Like Sister Jones said, we got to teach love. We got to get over all that hatred and all the animosity that's been put on us as a people. And we have to get over it. We have to overcome it. And sometimes it's very, very difficult. Very difficult. Well, Sister Jones, if you can call in, we would be honored to hear your voice. Now that we went to that, I want to go to one more shooting, and then we're going to get off of this and go into our regular topics. I want to read this to you really quick. Oh, wait, hold on. I want to go to Aretha Adams-Jones. First, I'm going to read this one already. And then I want to get your opinion on all three of these shootings. We talked about Susan, the white woman who shot through the door and killed Mrs. Owens, and leaving her four kids motherless and who knows what. Then we talked about Quincy. Quincy is a 16-year-old. His name was Quincy Reese, 16-year-old, and he was an athlete at Crenshaw High School, top basketball player. He played baseball. He ran track, and he was trying out for the football team. He was an all-around star, and he was going to be somebody. He was killed over the weekend at a house party that his parents didn't want him to go to. Now, going to this shooting right here. Father, 36, and son, 18, shot and killed walking out of the graduation in Virginia. Father, 36, and his son, 18, who just graduated from high school, were shot and killed at the graduation. Can our kids even graduate? Can they have a graduation? Can they just have a graduation? Why do people have to shoot someone at a graduation because they made an achievement? They made an achievement. They graduated from high school. That's an achievement. They should be dancing off the stage, holding their diplomas up and taking pictures with their families and friends, not preparing for a funeral. But not only did they kill the son, the father tried to shield his son from being shot, and the father died, and the son was still shot and killed. With that being said, Aretha Adams Jones, affectionately known as Dr. Aretha Adams Jones, please take the floor. Go right ahead. But before you do, I'm sorry. Sheila Timberlake said, "My heart is so heavy, and I usually don't live my days in sadness, but it's getting too much for my spirit." Oh, my God. I understand, Sheila. Oh, my gosh. I really understand. This is too much for my spirit. With that being said, Aretha Adams Jones, please take the floor. Give us your heartfelt feelings.
Pastor Eddie, did the I didn't hear about the story that you, the last one that you shared. Did the father and the son both die?
Yes, they both died, and nine other people were shot, and one girl was hit by a car trying to run away from the gunfire. She was 9 years old. She tried to run away, and she ran in the street, and the car hit her, and she's in the hospital. And then several other people were shot, but they were wounded, you know, but not, they didn't die. So several people were shot, and they finally did catch the killer. But by that time, people were already dead. Go right ahead.
Okay. Yeah, it's just really sad, and I'm not sure what that stemmed from, but I don't know if they're, you know, I know you mentioned, like, hating, and sometimes people get a little jealous, and the Word of God says that jealousy is as cruel as the grave. It's I'm not sure of the background to the story. But it's just really unfortunate. And you mentioned, you know, we love Baltimore. And so I'm going to switch my segment for today, Mental Health and Youth. But today is National Loving Day. And it's just really sad that there's not a lot of people on this earth do not love. A lot of people are just, they're bitter and they're angry and they just need the love of the Lord. That's what it boils down to. And it's really unfortunate, and it's hard to hear these stories. There's just so much evil in the world. And we need a lot more love. We need a lot more love. Amen. Thank you so much for allowing me to share.
Thank you so much. And now we're going to welcome to our show Sister Sonia Jones. Sister Sonia Jones, all the way from Philadelphia. Good morning to you, and everybody please say good morning to Sister Sonia Jones.
Good morning, Sister Sonia Jones.
Good morning, Sister Sonia Jones.
Good morning, Sister Sonia Jones. Welcome to the show.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Go right ahead.
Okay. I'm going to stress this. Every time I get on, I stress this everywhere I go. There's good and bad. So good is God, bad is Satan. Satan's going to do what he's going to do. We can't stop it. We're never going to stop neither one of them, because that's what it's supposed to do. But I'm going to stress this. We're looking for answers that pretty much is right in front of us. And it's called self-love. So the moment you start learning to love yourself, is the moment hatred leaves. A lot of this stuff is jealousy. I get it. Homeboy over there has a whole following. People love him. But please, you're getting it twisted. You're thinking because people are standing in your circle, they're in your corner. There's a difference between corner folk and circle folk. Circle folk just want to be around you until you take off. Corner folk was there, was up and down. Because people over there in your circle don't mean they're for you. But somebody standing in the background wishing they had those people know you're talking. Because some of those people that are over there aren't good for you. So you don't want the good things that they have, I mean the bad things that they have around you. But we're so busy focusing on the wrong things that we are looking at somebody else and like, I don't like what they have, or I'm not getting it fast enough. Well, maybe if you sit back and be patient, you can see that what they're getting is not good. It may fizzle. And if you learn from it, you may see the mistakes they made and not make them. But some of us are in a rush. So when you start learning to love yourself, you don't have straight hair. I got that natural core stuff. But I'm going to rock my hair like I'm Becky. Green eyes are in, but I'm going to rock my brown eyes like it's the bomb. I don't have big breasts, but I'm going to rock mine like I'm the stuff. I used to tell this comedian, you know, well, ask her name, Janae. I'm like, what's your name? No, it's not. You say your name like you're the stuff. Janai, whatever her name is, first and last, you say that with your chest held high. You don't be belittling yourself bad enough. The world is already doing that. And if somebody made a statement about, no, you know the only thing complicated in this world is counting the pebbles on this earth. That's the only thing complicated. That's the only thing complicated. Everything else is easy. You either want to do good or you don't want to do good. If you're having an issue because, hey, you somebody's telling you that you can't, then find a way that you can. Stop accepting everything that everybody tells you. No, okay, you stupid. Okay, and so what are you going to do about it? Now that they didn't told you and you pretty much confirmed it, what are you going to do about it? You'll never amount to anything. Okay, well, I don't want to amount. Those are numbers. I want to become accomplished. I want to do something positive in my life. There's always a positive to every negative. But what are you doing about it? Stop blaming everybody else. We need to start instilling this in other people. Teach these people to start learning to love and appreciate and accept themselves. Dad, I got big feet, and do something with them big feet. You got big hands. Do something. Whatever it is that God gave you, he gave it to you for a reason. Utilize that bad boy and stop looking down on you because somebody else looked down on you. Hold your freaking head up high. And I mean not high and pride, but hold your head up high. Start self-worth, self-dignity, and self-pride all begins with self. Can't get it in a book. There ain't nobody going to teach it to you. You have to learn that on your own, and you have to learn to start learning to love yourself. When you do that, everything else, easy peasy. What? You don't like my hair? Guess what? I do. And that's the only thing that matters. You don't like my voice? Guess what? I do. And what else you got? You got a whole checklist of things that you don't like about me, but not one of them do I co-sign. I don't agree with any of them. Next. If everything God made was beautiful, what the heck did your opinion on anything negative about me? God said I'm beautiful. That's why he made me. Nuts.
Amen. Praise God. All right. Well, thank you. Let's give a hand for Sister Jones breaking that down. He broke that down real good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you,
Sister Sonia,
for breaking that down. Well said. We need to love on each other. We need to respect each other. We need to have some integrity and some dignity with one another. And we have been taught this since slavery, when Willie Lynch used to go around teaching all the slave masters to teach light against the dark, house against the field, light eyes against the green eyes. We got to get that curse off of the people. We really do. We need to stop the hating and start loving on each other more. I want to get to our topic. I want to get to our topic. Don't go anywhere. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We have a full house, and let's continue to talk about these very sensitive topics. I don't know if you guys know or not. We know about the red, white, and blue flag. We know about that. And we know about the red, black, and green flag. Do you know about the American flag that's black and white? So our topic is, what flag are you with, the red, white, and blue, or the black and white flag that says, I'm willing to die for it, and civil war between the races? Okay, so let's take a look at that. And I'm going to read that one more time just in case you didn't get it. Flags. What flag are you with, the red, white, and blue, or the black and white flag that says I'm willing to die for it and civil war between the races? Okay? I don't know if you guys have been noticing lately, but they've been even talking about civil war between the races. If you haven't been paying attention, you better pay attention. But meanwhile, there's a whole lot of these Republican groups that are wearing these, they have flags on their vehicles. They're black and white. It looks like the American flag, but it's just black and white. Where did that black and white American flag come from? Where did it originate? While there's no official answer to that black and white American flag, its origins are more clear. The black and white American flag originated during the American Civil War between 1861 and 1865. It was created as an opposing symbol to the white flag, which symbolizes surrender. The Confederate Army soldiers flew the black flag to demonstrate that they would not give up and or surrender to the enemy. Okay, and so what they now they're wearing it around and they put it on their trucks and everything, and saying that they're not surrendering, that they'll do what they got to do to whoever that's not a part of what they believe in. Okay, so this has been going on for quite a while, but a lot of people don't know about it because they're not going to put it on the news because they don't want you to know. But you see them when you're out on the corner and they got all their flags flying and they're wearing black and white flags and even the T-shirts. And so this is a very serious issue. Now, first, the red, white, and blue flag is supposed to, you know, can you see? You know, we're supposed to be the United States of America, the red, white, and blue. But people even take that flag out of context. So what flag are you rocking? Are you rocking the red, white, and blue flag? Are you rocking the all black and white flag? Are you rocking the red, black, and green flag? Which flag are you rocking and why? So with that being said, I thought it would be a great topic and a great subject matter. And so first of all, I want to start off with Professor Eames. Professor Eames, please take the floor. Tell us about this black and white flag. And we know it came from the Civil War, but they're wearing it now to let certain groups of people who are not affiliated with them know that they're ready to go to civil war and kill. And they're using this flag to give people a warning to let them know this is who you're dealing with. So go right ahead, Professor, take the floor. What do you think about that?
Well, this goes back to the history after the Civil War, because when you had Reconstruction, there was the problem where the issue of one race would have to call another race equal was something that they were not going to do. And in some way, shape, or form, the major focus was to make sure that they remained in power. So what you're seeing is a full power dynamic, which has been slowly being chipped away by the generations, by the legislation, by as we protest it. Let's talk about one thing that really annoyed them in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The fact that we were able to, in 25 years, have the Black Wall Street, along with eight other cities overall. Then the next thing came in was their sacred places of sports, where sports was now being integrated overall. And then the military was also ahead of its time, because the military is saying, we've been woke, so we were the first place to try to integrate folks, and then we have the Tuskegee Airmen and the Buffalo Soldiers. All right, well, this changed the whole dynamic when you have the first of this, these first mayors, be first this and that, when originally we were supposed to still be slaves or be subservient. You get to the 50s and 60s, then you have the audacity of Martin Luther King, the civil rights movement, and now having voter rights, where we're now going to have to be called equal as opposed to where we were when we were chattel slavery. So when that happened, that hit the mark of the revitalization of the KKK, the Nazis, and all these other white supremacist groups, and the fact that they were losing power. Now, what has happened in the 20th century is that this has been going on for a long time. And Timothy McVeigh in the Oklahoma bombing was actually trying to provoke a race war in the first place. Then whenever we have these mass shootings like the churches or the other churches, the roar that they were using was Rahoa, which was a roar which was the black and white flag saying that this is the coming race war that we're going to have. So since then, there have been sniper attacks, there have been assassinations. There's also been opportunities for these mass shootings where they're hoping that it will start and then they'll rally the troops and then they'll drive us out and then deport us out of this country, almost like the idea that the way that Marcus Garvey was the only one that the KKK provided funding to get rid of all the black people so that they would remain in power. So we're now in an election year where everything that they have held dear, the myth, is going to heck in a handbasket. One, first thing that happened was that you had a black president, Barack Obama. That was never supposed to happen. Next,
right.
You now have a African Asian vice president. And let's not forget that the top general over the Pentagon is an African-American male, along with all of the celebrities, all of the wonderful folks, all the activists who have been pushing being united and being equal and having equal access. You're now seeing that folks are so angry that they are no longer have that capacity to even call you the N-word without going to, as we call it, the sidewalk university, that they're very much incensed. And now that you have Joe Biden, who put in Ketanji Brown Jackson into the Supreme Court, along with that shows that power is waning. So this is what these politicians like your DeSantis and your Ted Cruz's and the Republican Party are pushing, is you're losing your power. You better get out there and fight. Number 45 is your last hope. You cannot stay in power. He will be your savior to bring everything back to the way it was. So now, since the Oath Keepers were taken down and the in that court hearings with the insurrectionists, because remember, we're shy of a group trying to overthrow the United States government, of which the leader has now been indicted for espionage. This is a major blow to the myth and or the identity politics of these groups. Mm-hmm. So now they're pulling together to make one last stand. And that's why you're hearing all this stuff, because now the indictments are in. This is the second indictment, which happened on my birthday, which you know, we threw up our hands at that justice was served, because it said that no man is above the law, and even the president can be indicted. But number 45 is going to throw out a record because he's probably going to be indicted four times. Well, this is the ringleader that has been pushing a lot of this stuff, which has brought out all the age-old hate, which is now mobilizing because they know that their power is twilighting. So this is a power play. This is the one that they have been pushing. You can see it in all right-wing media. But the thing about it is that every time this has happened, the good Lord has stepped in, where when that shooter came in, we forgave him at the AME church. You remember that, the nine folks who died? They also fought to make sure that the person did not have capital punishment because they wanted to save him as a human being. Every time that something like this has come up, the black community has pulled together. Yes, we've been angry, but we've also found a level of forgiveness to say that the devil's a liar, this is not going to happen, and we are going to follow the path of righteousness and forgiveness for your sins. Because we can't be that example, how do you expect us to move forward as a United States? So this is, again, as the wonderful Sister Sonia has mentioned, how evil is going to be evil, how that side is always going to be doing something, and it's up to us to put on or keep on that thing of armor and to resist and to call it out and to keep it in the public and fight back, because we need to maintain this United States. And we need to maintain, of course, the red, black, and green, so we can remind the United States of what it needs to do to achieve what God wants it to achieve. So I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Wow, let's give a hand for Professor Reams. Well said. Very, very well said, Professor Reams. Wow, man. Wow. And you got to know, you if you don't know what flag you're backing, you need to get on a side, okay? And I'm going to tell you, if you see a bunch of black and white American-looking flags, you need to start thinking about what's getting ready to happen next. Now, you can see them out in these towns and cities, walking around, letting you know they are ready. They have stockpiles of weapons. They're ready for a civil war. But are we ready? We shouldn't have to be ready. But if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. Now, you, as they would say on In Living Color, you didn't hear that from me, and I ain't one to gossip. But if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. Unfortunately, I don't think that'll ever happen in Compton, California. I don't ever think it'll happen on Crenshaw Boulevard. I don't even think it'll happen in South Central Los Angeles. However, it might happen in some other places where there's not a whole lot of people that know how to defend themselves. We'll just leave that at that. Our topic right now is, what flag are you with, the red, white, and blue flag, or the black and white flag that says, I'm willing to die for it, and civil war between the races? They've been trying to build a race war between whites and blacks and who knows who forever. Don't fall into the game. Like Professor Reams said, this is Custer's last stand, and they're doing anything by any means necessary to try to cause civil unrest in the United States of America. Just like, and you know, this is the second indictment for T-Rump. I call him T-Rump. I don't call him Donald Trump. T-Rump, his second indictment. Now I don't understand how in the world would somebody with a second indictment run for president of the United States and think he's actually going to win? The audacity of him. I just think he should pull out and be quiet and get ready to go to prison. Because the day when they pull him out in handcuffs, that's the day it's going to be a celebration in America.
Amen.
Okay, watch out for this black and white flag. So with that being said, I just want to go over to I want to go to Vera Jones first. Vera, take the floor. What do you think about this black and white flag that all these right-wing Republicans are wearing to threaten people with? Go right ahead.
Well, there are so many different things happening, Eddie, in the universe, but I am for the red, white, and blue flag. And I don't know much about the black flag, but I know that I am American. I have grew up with the American flag, and that's what I stand for.
Amen. All right. Well, thank you very much. Talana Jones. Talana Jones, take the floor. These Republican Party members are rocking this black and white flag, and it means that they're not afraid. They're ready to die for whatever they believe in, you know, and no surrender, and whoever they attack, they plan on killing them. What do you think about that? Do you think – go ahead. Give us your opinion.
Wow. This entire show has been a lot to consume today. We grew up thinking that the red, white, and blue was the land of the free, and that we had equal rights, and that this proclamation that was signed was supposed to be able to give us independence.
I'm about to say that.
To a certain extent, we have independence, but it's programmed. And even now, the situation that we're going through is some of it, including what we see on the news, all of the turmoil, the tribulation. I'm going to say it again. To me, it's a sign of time. And the war is good and evil, as I heard someone else say. And it's absolutely true. And are we on the side where we stand with good, or are we on the side where we stand for evil? And we can't keep saying it's okay. It's not okay to kill, even though in certain stances we have to learn to defend ourselves. There has to be a stance. I also have to say this as well. They took away the right for us to be able to say the Pledge of Allegiance, which is to the flag. And we were taught this in school growing up, and now it's been shunned. We have people of our culture taking it because they want to understand and stand in solitude with people who want to be free.
Come on now, come on.
You can't let any color flag, any people who think that they are above or around above, we all bleed the same. We may not all be the same color, but we bleed the same. So, and the same judgment that people think they will not receive when they get to wherever judgment calls, you will not. When you get to purgatory, like, there's certain things you cannot.
Amen.
No one can get away from. So I really agree on a deeper level. There's no one is above the law, not even the people who have power.
Amen.
I yield back.
Well, let's give Talana a big hand. That was, oh my gosh. Thank you, Talana. Thank you very much. That was, wow. Wow, that was good. Okay, I'm gonna go to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, take the floor. What flag are you with? The red, white, and blue, or the black and white flag that says I'm willing to die for it in civil war between the races? Clarence, give us your opinion. Go ahead.
Yes, Pastor Eddie, this is just another subject that we all need to shine a light on, be aware, and learn all about. I remember in school I said the Pledge of Allegiance in class to a red, white, and blue flag. I enlisted to the United States Navy and sworn this country under a red, white, and blue flag during the Emancipation, the 54th. Color infantry carried the banner of a red, white, and blue flag to fight the South and to fight against slavery and those enslavers. And so when we look at this black and white American flag, which originated during the Civil War, it was created as an opposing symbol to that red, white, and blue flag. And it was opposed to the white flag, which symbolized surrender. The Confederate Army soldiers, and I'm reading this again because we need to really get this, let this sink in. Soldiers flew the black flag to demonstrate that they would not give in or surrender to the enemy. Who's the enemy? The enemy was the American way, the American freedom, the all-inclusive Americans, black, white, Latino, Asian, and whoever else come over here to be sworn as a citizen. And so when they had that Confederate flag, which we have seen in the last years, all those Confederate monuments being torn down, Confederate names being changed, even the Confederate flag being desecrated because it is against the American civilized way. We look at this black and white flag as a backup to that Confederate flag. It is the backup to that. So when we see people displaying this black and white flag, it is
the new
symbol, which is not new at all, but it's the backup for that Confederate flag to show that the white who wants to be only inclusive to themselves displays this flag. And so we're the American. If we're going to be a American people, we can't discriminate, oppress, be bigots to anyone else, because this is supposed to be a land that is established for the free, and it is the home of the brave. So, you know, when we look at this black and white flag, to all our listeners, please do know that the people who display that flag, they may not even know, some of them may not even know what it is themselves, but the ones that do, beware, they might just be looking at you.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Clarence. Let's give Brother Clarence a big hand. Let's give Clarence a big hand, too. Thank you, Brother Clarence.
Excellent.
You. Yes, you are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. The Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point of the game, we can't fall for nothing. Now, I want to go back to our topic, and I want to go to Sister Sonya Jones, who is a guest on our show this morning. What flag are you with, the red, white, and blue flag or the black and white flag that says I'm willing to die for it?
I'm not for a flag at all. No flag.
Oh, amen.
No. I grew up where I had to pledge the flag, and I can't remember exactly, but we made something. We acknowledged God. There is no God. That's been taken out and replaced with a flag. I am not going to pledge anything to a flag. And two, what comes behind that flag is where it's supposed to be unity for all, justice for all. There's no justice for all. It should be justice for some, too, but not for all. And I'm not going to stand behind a flag that does not acknowledge all of me, that in 2023, I am still fighting. My people are still fighting. We are still begging, pleading, negotiating to let us be, to treat us as human. Anytime I have to go to court and have a judge say, okay, you can wear your hair natural, there's something wrong with that picture. There's something wrong that I need a judge to say, you can have that name and no one can discriminate. If you put your name down, Rashida versus Rashida, my hair is not straight blonde with blue eyes. I should not have to stand before a judge to say, you can have that. So that flag means nothing to me. Here we go with this black and white flag. This is just another way to keep us separated, divided, and too many people are focusing on the wrong thing. We will never be as one unified in any way if we keep staying focused on anything that is distracting us. And that's another distraction. We don't need anymore. So,
amen. Thank you so
much. Or any flag, but I will stand for justice. I will die for just us, for justice, but not a flag.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Sonya. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sister Sonya Jones. Appreciate that. This is another hot-button topic that we need to be educated on, because a lot of people walk down the street and they see a flag. They don't know what it means. Some people don't even know what the flag of the United States of America means. But I'll tell you what the red, black, and green flag stands for. The green is for the land that they stole. The black is for the people that they, the people, and the red is for the blood that was shed behind all of this stuff. Now, there's several types of flags. There's a POW flag for prisoners of war. There's flags for every state there's different flags for every country in the world. They all have their own flags. But one of the flags I will not stand behind, I will not stand behind a black and white American flag. I will not stand behind a Confederate flag. I don't think those flags should ever be flying anywhere in the United States of America. And let me tell you something. There was a reason why Kaepernick took a knee. There was a reason why he took a knee and didn't want to stand up and put his right hand over his heart and, say whatever about the United States at that time. Because the United States still owes reparations to the African Americans. Now, no, we're not standing there begging for you to give us reparations. No, but give us what you gave everybody else. Give us what you gave everyone else that you have wronged in this country. And America, and I'm just keeping it real, has wronged African Americans in America on an all-time high. So high to the point that DeSantis does not want black history to be taught in the schools. He better not make president. I doubt seriously if he will make president. because he's not very smart. He thinks he's smart, but he's going to find out who really is smart. They're just upset, like it was said earlier. They never planned for Barack Obama and Michelle Obama to run the White House for 8 years, but they did. And I'll say this, when God puts his hand on something, it's a done deal. Once God puts his mighty hand on it, it don't matter who tries to stop it. And do you think that President Barack Obama did not receive death threats? He probably got one every single week for the whole 8 years, just based on his intelligence and his wisdom and his knowledge on running this country. It's not nothing to shake a stick at. When he started, his hair was black. By the time he came out of there, his hair was gray. Because it's a lot to run the United States of America and then protect the United States from all the other countries that want to do us bodily harm. But when you have a war from the people of the United States of America, that's even sadder. It's hard enough that we have to protect ourselves from other countries, but we got to protect ourselves from people who live within the United States of America that are Americans as well. I want you to put that into your glass of juice this morning and stir it up real good and swallow that down and think about that, okay? With that being said, I want to go – beg your pardon? Did someone say something?
Pastor Eddie. Yes, Clarence.
Yes, Brother Clarence.
You know, I'm thankful for all of our panelists and all the input, but I have a question. Where would we be without that red, white, and blue flag and those colored troops who bared that flag to fight for our freedom? Where would we be if the civil rights martyrs who carried that flag wouldn't have walked the streets and fought for our rights? Where would we be without that red,
Amen.
White,
Brother
blue
Clarence,
flag?
Hold, Brother Clarence, hold that thought for a second. I agree with you. That's where the Tuskegee Airmen come in. That's where the all-colored infantry came in, because it was the first that they didn't want black people to fight in the war, because they were like, oh, they don't know what to do. But guess what? When they found out about the Tuskegee Airmen, no bombers would go and bomb anywhere without the Tuskegee Airmen. They would not do a mission without them, because they never lost a pilot. They were the best flying team out there protecting the United States of America. Yeah, the red, white, and blue flag, that's our flag. It belongs to everybody. But for some people, you're right. Where would we be? Where would we be? That's why they put us on the front line, even in Vietnam. Even in Vietnam, we were put on the front line. And I'm going to go to this caller in the 786 area code in just a second. We were put on the front line in Vietnam. But do you know what the Vietnamese did? They dropped leaflets out of their airplane saying, African-American or black man, we don't have a problem with you. We're not trying to kill you. And they did not shoot a lot of black men over there. If you don't know, look it up. It's in the history. They said they don't have a beef. Muhammad Ali did not go to war because he said, that's not my fight. I'm a professional boxer. But in the height of his career, they did this to him on purpose. So we got to, you know, yes, I love the American flag, but I don't love the black and white flag because it's not an American flag. It's a flag of hatred and animosity. And as you stated earlier, it has something to do with the Confederate flag, which has hatred and animosity behind it. Somebody out there, I don't know that sound out there, but mute your phone until you come back on, please. I want to go to this caller in the 786-714 area code. Caller, are you there? And where are you calling from? Caller in the 786-714 area.
Good morning.
Oh, Cousin B. Good morning, Cousin B. Good morning, good morning. Which flag are you rocking, the red, white, and blue, or the black and white flag?
Good
morning.
Everybody
say good morning to Cousin B.
Good morning, Cousin B.
Good morning.
Cousin B. Good afternoon where you are.
Now, Cousin B, I got to ask you a question. Florida's been on the map a lot lately. We were talking earlier about the shooting that took place in Florida where the female Caucasian woman shot and killed, her name is Susan, she shot and killed Miss Owens through the door leaving her four kids motherless, and that happened in Florida. And Florida has been getting a lot of stuff going on lately. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but Florida has also kicked a bunch of Latinos out of the state of Florida. I don't know if you know about that. And they're busing them by the thousands. Last I heard it was 60,000 were bused to New York and Chicago. They left Florida because Florida said, we're going to shoot and kill. They're wearing their black and white T-shirts. Their right-wing whatever Republicans are saying, we're not having this in Florida no more. So all the Latinos are being bused out to Chicago and New York. Have you been hearing about that? And then what do you think about the shooting of the woman that shot through the door and killed the African-American woman, Mrs. Owens, and the woman, the shooter was, her name is Susan. What do you think, Cousin V? Go right ahead.
I do know that I heard, I don't know what race it is, but I don't know about Chicago and the other place, but I do know they did send some immigrants to California again. I did hear that. And then I also did hear about the woman shooting the woman through the door. Well, for one thing, I know I would be angry, so, but I don't approach people when, you know, people are already acting like that, and I know, but, you know, you have to get the law. That's why we have the laws, to get the law into that. I know sometimes they don't help, but I would rather go through the law than to approach some crazy person, because now people don't care. They don't even have respect for the police anymore, so I'm sure not going to their door. I mean, I've been around places that you can have a confrontation, like you said, even the man in the subway, because he was just making all that noise. The guy put him in a chokehold and killed him with somebody holding his leg. So, you know, I just think that you shouldn't be approaching people that are already seen. Because, I mean, it's something wrong with somebody that just acts like that in the first place. They have a mental problem anyway. And I just pray for the family. I feel bad for the mother because now those kids don't have a mother. And then I don't know what part of Florida that is where you see the flag, but I haven't seen anything like that. I walk the streets here, I catch the bus all times of night, but I haven't seen it on this end, and I'm closer to the Miami end, so I don't know if it's closer to the capital where the governor is in, like, Tallahassee. That would be the northern part of Florida, so I haven't seen it in southern Florida so far. My thing is, too,
well, thank God, I
know that the Bible said in this day and time that God, and you know the Bible said they're going to make you fear. So my thing is to just always stay prayed up and to follow that thing that God said. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. That means we all have power. Just because they're wearing the flag don't mean they're stronger than us or better than us. They can get shot down and killed just like they're going to shoot and kill someone else. So
Amen. Praise God.
I feel about that, because I just pray to not be afraid of people. We're only supposed to be afraid of God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Cousin V. Thank you, Cousin V. Thank you very much for sharing that with
Cousin
us. Very, very good. Very good. We commend you. Now, with that being said, I want to jump off the flag subject, but I want you to remember, just put that in the back of your mind. Go read about that black and white flag and see what it means and how it, you know, if you see a whole bunch of cars coming and people with black and white flags all over it and on their T-shirts and everything, then you know that's going to be, they're on a mission. Our next subject, our second topic is, okay, listen carefully before you say anything. Our second topic is, are they crossing over humans with animals or hybrids? Let's talk about it. Now, think about that. Are they crossing over humans with animals or hybrids? Let's talk about it. First of all, I want you to think about that. You know, a lot of people be like, yeah, right, sure. Can they do that? Can they really do that? Well, let me tell you something. This has been going on for a long time. And what they have done is they took the DNA from a human being and from a pig, and they grew something. They've been doing this for years. This is like over 50 years old. It's over 100 years old. If you don't know, you better start studying, because they are crossing things over with other things and making new things. And so if you ever see something that you don't understand and it looks like an alien, then it probably was done in a petri dish in some sort of scientific lab by scientists who are practicing playing God and creating things that we don't understand. Okay, let me see this. Sister Jones said, the red, white, and blue was never for melanated complexion people. The red represents those who stole land, enslaved of melan people, and continues to try to rewrite history in its favor. Those melan men who fought in wars were purposely sent to the front of the line to be eliminated first, only for, like you said, Jones, other countries left us alone because they had no beef with us. But those who fought for us and not a flag. Wow, well said. Very, very well said, Sister Sonia Jones. Okay, I want y'all to know something. This has been going on for years. I don't know if you remember when they cloned the two lambs and they made the lambs, they cloned them, they grew them in a petri dish and made them into life. Now they're taking human DNA and crossing over with animals, and they're creating new things, new creatures. So imagine taking a gorilla's DNA and a human DNA and crossing it over. Now what kind of human being is that going to be? Or imagine taking a giraffe's DNA and mixing it over with a human DNA and creating this big, tall human/giraffe kind of thing. I don't know what it would look like. I can't even imagine. We don't know what's behind Area 51. We don't know what type of scientific projects are being done, but I do know this for a fact because I read all about it, and I never talk about a topic on this show that I haven't analyzed and evaluated and studied. They have crossed a human over with a pig, and they grew it, and it became a life, okay? So I know that for a fact, and you can look it up for yourself. Okay, with that being said, and we only have a few minutes because it's 10:37, I just want sound bites from everybody. I want to get a sound bite, and I want to go back, and I'm going to start with Professor Reams like I always do. But before I do, I want to go to Linda Goldie. Linda Goldie, are you there? You still with us, Linda?
Yeah, I was just on mute because I was eating something.
That's okay, Linda.
Linda Goldie. I believe that they've been doing this. In fact, when I was at a Christian place where I was fired from after my father died, there was a man that had been in the military, and he talked about this. I mean, he didn't talk about this particular thing, but he talked about this area where they're doing all these experiments.
Wow, thank you very much, Linda Goldie. We appreciate that. I just want to make sure I know I'm not the only one. With that being said, let's go to our professor, Professor Reams. And our second topic is, are they crossing over humans with animals or hybrids? If you don't know what a hybrid is, look it up. A hybrid is you got to look it up so you can understand. Let's talk about it. Professor Reams, please take the floor. Are they crossing over humans with animals and making hybrids? What are they doing? Go right ahead.
Well, this is what the mainstream has us looking at, is what's going on with the National Institutes of Science. Now, what is happening in the realm of Era 51, of course, that's going to be top secret and heavily secret, so we can only imagine what they've achieved with some of the technology in Area 51. But the one thing is that, yes, they have been doing this, and this has been with rats and mice. Because what they wanted to do was to figure out how the cells would work and how to help in improving the healing of various parts overall. And then in 2016-17, they did cross a hybrid, pig parts with human as an embryo. And this was going to lead to be able to grow organs, making it easy to harvest organs from animals as opposed to trying to harvest things from clones, because cloning has been banned and stem cell research was only minimized. The good thing about this is that it's still horrendous. Most scientists are interested in research, but it takes a great deal of regulation even to do these studies because of the activism of folks being kind of, lack of a better term, creeped out by having what we call a chimera or a hybrid, where it's half this and half that, and you're coming up with a goat with a head or something to that effect. So this is why everyone should always pay attention to what's going on in breeding, because the one thing about it is that the super science in Area 51 could probably yield this, but with regular science, if you try to breed one species to another, it has failed miserably, and you'd have to have super science to be able to do this. But it has been going on because you have donkeys. The mule is a result of a donkey and a horse, along with all these other things. So this has been done not only hundreds but thousands of years. So it would not surprise me if behind the veil of secrecy they have come up with various creatures. But as far as what's going on in the mainstream, they are claiming it's being used to help and harvest organs so that you can have replacement organs should one of the organs fail. So, yes, it's been happening, and it's going to continue to happen, but heavily regulated. That's why we have to pay attention. So I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Thank you very much, Professor Reams. It's 10:41 a.m. At 10:45 a.m., we're going to start with our regular segment. We have the sports report. We have poetry in motion. We have words of wisdom. We have regulate the manual. We have the commentary. And, of course, I said we have the sports report, so don't go away. Let's find out who's doing what in the sports world. But I want to read Sheila Timberlake said, they've been telling us that for years. But we took it in as a fairy tale. Take a little mermaid for one who is a fish and a human being. Then they had the TV show, The Talking Horse and Mr. Ed. So she's saying that they've been doing this for a long time and, you know, it didn't just start. And yes, we got you. We know you're using voice text and that's okay. So here's my point. My point is, if you saw an alien in your backyard or whatever it might be, that doesn't mean that it's not man-made, because if one of those creatures escaped from Area 51 and get out into the world, that's going to be a problem. And I'm talking about creatures that can use mental telepathy. I'm talking about creatures that, I mean, they take people and make the perfect human being. There's no flaws, no asthma, no colds, no getting sick, no nothing. They just take these cells and make them the perfect cell to make the perfect human being. That means in the future you'll be able to order your human being and what color eyes you want them, what color skin you want them. They're already doing it. They've been doing it. Okay, so with that being said, because we don't have time to go to everybody, I just wanted to, you know, get that from Professor Reams. But for some reason, I just got to hear it from, hey, Gloria Majors, welcome to the show. I just got to hear from one more person, and that's, of course, going to be my sister Vera. Vera, take the floor. Are they crossing over humans with animals and creating hybrids? Go right ahead, Vera.
Absolutely, Eddie. That is the truth, and you really don't know what's behind Area 51. And if you saw the article, I think I saw it on YouTube. A family stating that they saw something like in their backyard. The past week. So absolutely, Eddie.
Wow. Thank you, Vera. Clarence and Mallon, just a sound bite. We can't go too long because it's like 10:43. Clarence, are they crossing over humans with animals and creating hybrids? Go right ahead, Clarence. Just a sound bite, please.
The answer to that question is in the question itself. You know, we have no idea what many of these monsters in these laboratories are doing. That's why it makes me think of this book titled The Haunted Soul Brother, where it talks about these monsters. You know, Dr. Frankenstein took all these body parts. He didn't believe that thing would come alive, but according to the story, it did. And so we look at this epidemic we just passed. They're putting all these diseases together. putting these sales together now, you know. Professor Ream stated it, and you and Vera came across it very well.
Thank you very much, Brother Clarence. Thank you. With that being said, we're going to go right into our regular segment right now. We're going to start off with Poetry in Motion with Linda Goldie, and then we're going to do Words of Wisdom, and we'll follow from there with the Sports Report. And, of course, we got to have health and wellness. Don't go anywhere. The best is yet to come. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights. And in the upcoming week, we're going to have a very, very special guest on our show. And I don't want to say too much right now, but I will say this. Our exclusive special guest on our show is going to be a woman by the name of Rhonda Smith. And she's going to come on and talk about, you know, like if you got to get medication and you need medicine, we want to make sure the price of medicine in our communities are the same price as the communities over in other places like Beverly Hills and West L.A. and Santa Monica. So a lot of people have to buy pills, and they need their medicine, whether it's for high blood pressure, heart, whatever. And some of those, like an EpiPen is like $300. Some pills are like $20 a piece, and you need your medicine every week. And so, you know, we're going to talk about that. And this special guest, you don't want to miss this. The organization that she's involved in is with the CBHM. We'll talk about that later, but that guest is going to be on our show live on June the 26th. So mark your calendar, June the 26th. You do not want to miss this interview, especially if you are on any type of medication and you're paying an arm and a leg to get your medication. This person is going to talk about how to get over the right way when it comes to getting your medicine. Good morning, Jeanette Barnes. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you on, Sister Barnes. God bless you. Without further ado, let's go to Poetry in Motion. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, a civil rights talk show. Please, Linda Goldie, take the floor. Give us Poetry in Motion.
Well, this is not the poem I would have read if I'd have known the topic. It's called Back Then. Dime stores were my favorite haunt, with everything that I might want except for comic books back then. So saving pennies once again and cleaning bottles from a ditch made me feel like I was rich, but not compared to other girls who bounced around with sausage curls. My brother then was full of tricks, with meanness often in the mix, but he was still the favored one because he was our mother's son. There is so much I recollect that I would just as soon forget. Like the fire on Christmas Eve, and everything I lost and grieved is piling up, and so I pray to face the old that's new today.
Amen. All right, let's give Linda Goldie a big hand. Thank you, Linda. That was interesting poetry.
Moving right along.
Thank you so much. That was really good. Talana Jones, take the floor. Give us words of wisdom. Words of wisdom.
Good morning again, everybody. Welcome to Words of Wisdom. This is going to be a reread, and I feel that it fits today's topic, and I pray you enjoy. For new listeners, this is something that I read recently, and it's about what's going on right now, exactly what we spoke about today. When will justice be served? When does the problem of organized crime, brutalized murder, and lack of discipline end? When will we learn to embrace education, wisdom of understanding, and deeper meaning on how to help our people with mental health, disability, with lack of understanding, or illnesses? To remember to uphold our elders, civilians, families, youth, and friends. Remember the torch of mentorship to keep in mind, to raise awareness, and not to tear each other down. Remember that leadership isn't just a title with power. To lead, our foundational seed, is a privilege and should be exercised with strength and unconditional love. Be willing, open to receive age, wisdom, and newfound wisdom. We have to stand up for our rights. Manipulative teachings have gone on for centuries to diminish our power. They'll reap what they sow. No one is above God. Thank you so much, and God bless you all.
All right. Thank you, Solana, for words of wisdom. Thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. That was so nice.
Well,
yeah. And wow, that was nice. And with that being said, we're going to go right to Aretha Adams-Jones, affectionately known as Dr. Aretha. Please take the floor and give us mental health and you. Go right ahead.
Good morning. Happy Monday. This is Aretha Adams with Mr. Health and You. And I wanted to just remind you that today is National Giving Day. I just wanted to say that. And Pastor Eddie asked me to mention about post-traumatic stress disorder, which is a mental health disorder. And it's a mental health condition. It comes about or is triggered after a traumatic event. And that's why it's post-traumatic. It's from after an event, an occurrence, and it falls under a stress anxiety disorder. And so a person may start, you know, experiencing flashbacks, nightmares, severe anxiety, and the Mayo Clinic, a wonderful overview of post-traumatic stress disorder. You can check it out on Google. Once again, it's from the Mayo Clinic. But I just want to say that this is something that a lot of people experience. They have difficulty coping after an event, but when it continues and it lingers and it goes on for months and maybe even years, and it begins to impact the daily functioning, that's when it needs to be dealt with. It needs to be acknowledged, taken care of, because it could very well impact the mental, and mental health matters, and it's time to move. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Let's give a big hand.
Dr.
All right, Aretha. That was really good. Thank you so much. And
Aretha,
the reason why I felt that that was so important is because a lot of our young people, all these shootings, the mother getting killed in front of her kids, Quincy being shot and killed over the weekend, a Crenshaw superstar athlete that was going to big things, and then the other three guys that were shot over by Hyde Park and Crenshaw. That's why we talked about post-traumatic stress and what it means. Sheila Timberlake says, I have a question. Do you think we as a people of color will overcome together as one? I'm going to answer that question in just a minute. But before we do, we got to go to our sports report, and then we got to get health and wellness. We're going to go over a little bit today, as we've been doing for the last few weeks, because I want to make sure everybody gets their segment in and plenty of time. So don't go anywhere. Stay with us. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We're going to get everybody in. We're going over today like we normally do, because it's really hot, and you got to get this information. So without further ado, we're going to do the sports report. Then we're going to do health and wellness, and then we're going to do regulate the manual, and then we're going to do the commentary. So don't go anywhere, and then I'll have some closing remarks from our guests and everybody on our panel. Okay, without further ado, Cousin V, all the way from Florida, take the floor, give us the sports report.
Well, first of all, I want to say happy birthday to my sister Sharon last week. She's our breast cancer survivor out of the three that's still living. She celebrated her 60th birthday last week. And then I want to say also to my niece and your cousin, Jamonica, who celebrated her birthday but also got married in Hawaii. And then,
I saw that.
Yes, and then Kim and the twins just flew off to Jamaica this morning, so we want to wish them traveling grace. So thank you all for that. And then I just wanted to say, also you were saying, but last night in Houston, also a father and a son was shot and killed in Houston, Texas area last night. So we want to say prayers for them because that mother lost a husband and a child. So in the NBA, of course, what was supposed to be a promotion in the NBA turned into sending the Heat burning the mascot to the hospital after that confrontation with Conor McGregor. So the media is saying that it is drugs that made him think he was in a real fight. And when you look at the, when you go back and look at it, it does look like he was really, really fighting that guy and thought he was in some kind of danger. So we do pray for the mascot for the Miami Heat. And then tonight, it will be the Miami Heat versus the Denver Nuggets, game 5 of 7 on ABC at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Denver leads 3-1. They're one win away from winning the franchise's first NBA title. On Saturday night, the UEFA Champions League football soccer kickoff with Burna Boy and Anita was in Istanbul, and Manchester City beat International 1-0. And then we had the Beverly Stakes square off with the best racehorse across the country. It was held in the Belmont Park in Elmont, New York. But, of course, the Canadian Fires at first were going to put a hold on it, but they were able to come through. And Arcangelo, the first female trained horse, won by 1.5 minutes to win that Triple Crown. And then in the UFC 289, Amanda Nunes versus 35-year-old Irene Alderman. Amanda has 16 wins. She won by unanimous vote over Alderman. She also pressed to hold 2 titles simultaneously. And then she also retired that night, laid down her belt, and said that she was retiring with a better way to go out than go out with the win. And then we had boxing in the Madison Square Garden, as they call it, the MSG. You had the first fight was Xander Zayas. He was a 15-0-10 knockout. He was against San Juan, Puerto Rico, Ronald. He was from Puerto Rico, and he played. He fought against Ronald Diablo of North California. And Zayas won that round. And then we had the main event, Leofimo Lopez, 25-year-old, versus Josh Taylor. And Lopez defeated Taylor after 12 rounds. And then we had the tennis French Open, which was won through June the 22nd. But in the women's final, Swiatek defeated Muchova. In the women's final, she's the youngest 4-time winner since Serena Williams. Then we have the Stanley Cup, another Florida team, the Florida Panthers against those, I'm just going to say Clarence because the Las Vegas Raiders, that Raiders moved to Las Vegas, so I'm just getting Clarence all the Las Vegas team. So Florida versus Las Vegas, the Golden Knights lead 3-1, and that next game for the Stanley Cup Finals will be tomorrow night on Tuesday night. And then in the NBA, the MLB, we had the Diamondbacks. They defeat the Titans 7-5. The Dodgers and the Texas Rangers and the Astros, they all on losing streaks right now. The Dodgers lost to the Phillies 7-3. The Rangers lost to the Rays 7-3. And then the Marlins, they did beat the White Sox 6-5. And the Astros lost to the Guardians 5-0. And then we had the WNBA. On yesterday, the Liberty beat the Wings 102-93. The Aces beat the Sky 93-80. The Dream lost to the Sun 89-77. The Storm lost to the Mystics 71-65. The Mercury beat the Fever by 3 points, 85-82. And the Sparks lost to the Lynx 91-86. And then I guess you all know about the revenge of the Saudi. They call them Saudi Arabia complete this hostile takeover of the U.S. Gulf, in which Biden was supposed to ostracize Saudi Arabia.
And Cousin V, hold that thought. I don't know, but somebody has their phone on. Mm-hmm. Somebody has their phone on and the computer because it's getting a lot of feedback. So if you're in the same room with the computer and the phone, please turn it down because I'm getting all these somebody's feeding back. So please cut one thing or the other off. If you got two devices on there, both on the show, one's computer and one's a phone, we can't hear Cousin V, and we want to hear her with their sports report. Thank you very much, whoever. Please mute your phone out if you're not talking right now. Thank you so very much. Cousin V, I apologize for interrupting this phenomenal, fantastic, tremendous sports report. Please continue to give the sports report. Go right ahead. Take the floor.
I just know we're going to probably have to, like you say, go to a three-hour show, but we're going to need sponsors because the sport is so big. And, of course, we want to hear Regulate the Manual, which is also good, and our health and wellness. So I'm going to end it just with a few of the golf players. They played the Canadian League yesterday. One Canadian, Nick Taylor, won first, and then the other three from England, they won second and third place. And then we had we don't call him CT Penn from Taiwan. He tied also in third place. And then we didn't have any Americans win until they tied in sixth. And that was Eric Cole and Mark Hubbard for the U.S. And then Justin Rose, he's from England. He won eighth. And then we had a tie. And everybody was cheering on Rory McIlroy, but he's going for Ireland, not the U.S. But he's tied with two Americans, Brandon Wu and Andrew Novak. And then next week, the U.S. Open is going to be played in Los Angeles, California, Country Club on Wilson Boulevard. That purse is going to be one of the highest. It's going to be $17,500,000. And that will be played next week in L.A. This is my sports report, and have a blessed week.
All right. All right. Thank you so much, Cousin V. Thank you, Cousin V. That was really good.
Love you,
that was
Cousin
really,
V.
Really good. Okay. We're going over a little bit today, Cousin V. That was great. We're going to have Vera with health and wellness. Please be patient. Don't leave. Yes, we have plenty of time, Vera. Go ahead with the health and wellness. Take the floor. And everybody else, please mute your phones out. Please. Everyone. Thank you. Go ahead, Vera. Take the floor. Wait, Vera, are you there? Wait, let's see what...
Yeah. Thank you, Eddie. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, loud and clear. Go right ahead.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Health and Wellness. I have a disclaimer. I am not a doctor. However, on the Eddie Jones, I am Dr. Granny V. Today I want to speak to you about insomnia. Now, what is it? You may have difficulty falling asleep. And asleep. Sleeping habits are disturbing. And if you don't fall asleep within 30 minutes, or you're tossing and turning, get up. Read a book.
Vera?
Some deep breathing. Yes?
Your phone's going in and out. I don't know if it's not on speaker or it is, but it's going in and out, and we can't hear you real good.
There's a lot of feedback. On both ends.
Yeah. It's
okay.
Can
everybody else? Wait.
The,
hold on.
The feedback. Can you hear me a little better, Eddie?
Yes. Well, let me ask a favor. Everybody on the show, please mute your phone out. Please. Let me do something really quick. Hold on. Let's see something. Okay. Hold on, Vera. Don't. Hold on. Let's see. Okay. Let's All right, let's see. All right, go ahead, Vera. Try it now.
Okay, is that any better, Eddie?
Much, much better, okay. Much better.
There is still feedback. I hear it. However, I will continue. And speaking
okay.
about insomnia.
Go ahead.
So I was
stating, now, if you're having difficulty of falling asleep, within, I'm listening to the feedback, 15 to 30 minutes or a toss turning, get up, read a book, some deep breathing, prayer, meditation, yoga, or listen to Hertz music. And the Hertz is number 432 Hertz. You can also read some affirmations and relax after that hot shower. Now, the benefits would be you get better REM sleep, more productive the next day, you'll be energized. You also balance your circadian rhythm. Now, what causes insomnia? Sometimes chronic fatigue, stress from work, home, or other, muscle cramps, depression, menopause, snoring, sleep apnea. And as Dr. Aretha mentioned, nightmares. Sometimes the mood swings will really throw off your sleeping pattern, and also weight gain, anxiety, severe trauma. Medication, caffeine, and sometimes eating heavy meals right before. So how can we heal? Get ready, get set, and set up your environment with preparation. Dim the lights. Cut off all of the electronics. Don't sleep with any of the electronics within 3 feet of you. Wash the day off by a relaxing or detoxing bath or shower, and that shower will be therapeutic to help you relax and your muscles relax. Wake up and go to sleep around the same time each day. And limit your nap unless you're on a special project where you need to take a nap. Exercise. Journal. Will help with us having a great method of a sleep that we can eliminate stress as well. Sometimes we need to just say no. To help promote our sleep, what we can do is avoid the caffeine, as mentioned earlier. Take melatonin. However, don't take if you have high blood pressure, and never take any or other unless you check with your regular doctor. If you are a night owl, use the darkening curtains if you have to sleep during the day. Try a weighted blanket because that adds support. Some of the food supplements would be glass of almond milk. You can snack on some almonds, walnuts, or pumpkin seeds. If you can, eat some cherries or have a slice of cheese or yogurt. And if you're one that eats turkey, along with a boiled egg. I'm still getting the feedback, but I am just going to disappear. Try chamomile tea or valerian tea or the passion flower robust tea. You can also drink coconut water. For the essential oils, I would use sandalwood to help you relax. And what you can do is include during the day a couple of vitamins, B3, 6, 9, 12, zinc, vitamin C, and D, and cod liver oil, or you can have salmon if any of those omega-3 with some the leafy greens. Also include some magnesium or nutritional or spirulina. And in closing, if you have the craving to snack something sweet at night, try having some grapes or strawberries. Now, let's practice sleep hygiene for a better life and a better lifestyle. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for the sports report. Let's get everybody back in. Hold on a second. Amen.
Yeah.
Let's get everybody back in. Let's get everybody back in there. Okay. All right.
Grab your butterfly.
Okay. All right. Amen. Even Shannon Jones. Hey, Shannon Jones. How are you? God bless you. God bless you. Now, I don't know why the phones are echoing. Last week we had a technical situation because of the topic and subject matter we were talking about. But right now we're going to go to Regulate the Manual with Clarence and Malin. Clarence, please take the floor. Give us Regulate the Manual. Go right ahead, Clarence.
Thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thank you to all our wonderful listeners throughout the nation and even around the world. Thank you to all the panelists. I'm inside of the gangbanger, and I'm in here because it's going to relate to some of the subject matter that we covered this morning. And today we all been living in the days of what I will call the results from the Big Bang solution and theories. It goes like this. New mindsets are to heck with working your proper way up through the ranks of life. I want it all. I want it all to happen right now. I want to be a baller and a shot caller now. Forget about getting any more education. I know enough already. What happened to going to school and making something out of yourself? Whatever happened to your early dreams of what you had dreamed of becoming? Why forsake your higher education? There are no family values or morals anymore. The value of a human life has plummeted to its lowest point ever since the beginning of mankind. Where's the respect? After your scheduled senior year of high school is due to be completed, it seems like you still have not learned anything that has any substance. Go and figure. Do you still want everything that you desire to be dropped off at your feet? Or are you willing to learn a real skill and go to work for it? Patience, son. You must slow down and learn, work, and always be patient for your turn and to get paid for and to get paid your dues. There are some ways where you can make your own way toward your dreams and your goal. Today there are also new gunslingers born every day. It appears that everyone wants to be a shooter, but nobody wants to get shot. And there are too many of these new booties, if I can say that, perpetrating the role of a hoodlum. And they are still too even young to wipe their own behind. There are some of these new youngsters who think that they are the fastest gun in the West. But as soon as they're out there in their own neighborhood, they won't crack an egg. Or even kill a fly that has landed on their dinner plate. Guess what? It is these kind of so-called bangers who are some of the main perpetrators who escape the drama every time. So, boys, these students will always need to get their lesson learned the hard way. They can use a good one-on-one beat down just put on them in all check. Look here, Sidebusters, you all know who you are. Now is the time to show you how to man up. Take a head count. Have any of you fallen off? Don't try to go AWOL. It's too late in the game. Hold your own ground. We're all banging up in here. All the bangers holler at your boy. By the way, I see some of you true soldiers and bangers out there. All the real soldiers and bangers, please stand up. Now make sure that you will always stay up. That is on the up and up. Stay up at this present time. Everyone can please continue with your regularly scheduled program. You can only get that inside of Regulate the Manual at regulatethemanual.com. This book is written, and you are in here.
All right, Willie. Thank you, Brother Clarence. Right on, man. Right on, right on.
Go ahead.
Right on.
Side busters out there.
Thank you so much. I want to send a shout-out to Shannon Jones. What's up, family? How are you? God bless you. Facebook Live. I want to thank everybody for our show. But our show would not be complete if we didn't do the commentary. The commentary tells you all about every discussion that we have had on this show. It tells you about who's on the show, who, what, when, where, and why. So without further ado, at 11:14 a.m., with plenty of time to go, none other than the one, the only, Professor Reams, please take the floor. Give us the commentary.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. Once again, a wonderful topic dealing with a innovative information that everyone needs to know. Now, one thing that we have to remember is that, yes, this is Monday. Yes, this is the beginning of the week. But our show is very important because it gets you thinking so that you're well-informed to make good decisions for the week and also remind you how the grace of God is working with us. So to that, thank you, Pastor Jones, for a wonderful format. Thank you, Cousin V, for a sports report. Thank you, Clarence Allen, for being the prophet that you are and keeping us grounded in the gangbangers. To Dr. Granny V, thank you for insomnia and thank you for how to resolve it. To Talana, not to the ballpark of words of wisdom and always, always wonderful words to leave us by. To Melanie Aubrey, a wonderful shout-out. Dr. Aretha, thanks for reminding us about National Love Day and then PTSD. And then finally, Linda Godey, as I always say to you, I got my hug with back then. Sheila Temper Blake, thank you so much for all of your comments or so over the weeks and months overall. And to Sister Sonia, thank you so much for coming in and providing your words of wisdom as well. So what we talked about was the first thing was another shooting, the shooting of Miss Owens. And because of this, the way that it was done just reminds us that we have work to do, because not only did we have shootings with Miss Owens, we also had a shooting for a football player up and coming in Crenshaw, and then three gentlemen dealing in Hyde Park as well. So with that in mind, we've seen the good and the bad. One thing about it is that Clarence Allen reminded us that our own governor, Gavin Newsom, is putting in legislation that will resolve the issue. This is a testament that says that when you have the right people and you vote them in, they're going to do the right thing. Now, we also have a comparison with what's going on in Florida. Because of the Stand Your Ground laws and because of the incidents that are occurring, then this shows what happens when the vote is for the other side. Now, one thing about it is that this is where we get on our armor and this is where we continue to fight because, again, justice will be served. But once again, we needed the protest of folks at the time of the shootings to let us and to let everyone know that we're not playing here and that justice needs to be resolved. Yes, people are going to live. Yes, people are going to have their moments. And yes, people are going to die. But the good Lord, like I say, Ecclesiastes 1, chapter 1, verse 9, there is nothing new under the sun, because this is something that he has seen over and over and over again. And what makes the difference is how we're reacting to it. Because as Sister Sonia mentioned to us, you know, everything is not complex. It's very simple. It's very easy. We could easily solve our problems. And the good Lord is waiting for us to do that because he's put all the means in front of us. He's given us wealth. He's given us information. He's given us a mind to be able to address it. We just have to do it. And he's not going to just magically change it, because then what's the point if he has to solve all our problems when he didn't create them in the first place? So let's be honest and be definitely honest about who's causing the problems in the first place, because it certainly isn't a good Lord, because as Talana mentioned, no one is above God, okay? So the next thing that we talked about were the flags. Once again, we're in a spiritual battle, and that's what everyone has to conclude for themselves, is that, no, this is an actual spiritual battle of good and evil. We've seen what's happened with the guns. Now we're dealing with the possibility of a black and white flag, dealing with war and the rumors of wars, as we've already talked about. And this only means this is a good thing, because you know that you've gotten to the enemy when they start reacting in this way. So as I mentioned prior to, the fact that all of us, our families, grandparents, all the way back when, have stayed on the line, protesting, doing whatever they're doing, being themselves, pushing the limit, has gotten this section so fearful of losing power that they are going to resort to anything to maintain it, which means we're doing a good job. The only problem is that we don't hear of the good jobs in the media because the media makes money off of misery, not out of salvation and or achievement. So this is how they're making their money. But for the realistic things that are going on in society, it means we're having a major impact. So everyone, do not despair. Continue to do what you're doing because it's making a big difference. I just showed the comparison between what's going on when you vote in the right people and what happens when you don't have the right people in office. But remind you, Barack Obama, our wonderful Vice President Kamala Harris, as well as the general over the armed forces, and all the members that are in this year's cabinet as opposed to number 45's cabinet are people of color. Okay? So we're making a difference. So with the flag, be ready to engage, but also remember, these are lost souls. We also have to be patient, and we also have to prepare to show love and forgiveness, because we've been here before. We had the first Civil War, which was based on power. This is nothing new. So let's get ready for another type of war where it's not a confrontation of one-on-one. It's a confrontation of little strikes here, like a shooting, or a mass shooting here, or some protesting, or maybe even immigrants being pushed to another state. This is the new type of warm civil war that's going on. It's not going to be a major confrontation because when the Civil War was done or occurred, the armed forces weren't as great as they are. Now you have millions of people in the military of color, so it can't turn into a major confrontation between whites and blacks because it's not just white and black anymore. Everyone, including some whites, have seen how we've been treated, and that's why we're winning, because we're united as we're supposed to be. Now, last thing. As far as the crossing over and science, again, this is why we have to stay woke about what's going on, and that whatever is going on, this is beyond our control. But you know how things work. Give you an example. Number 45 put in a law that he elevated to a felony against espionage that he was trying to convict Hillary Clinton of. Now, this same law will be the law that he elevated to a felony, which he's going to be tried for. So you see how God works and how he brings it around, that whatever you do wickedly, I can turn it around and come back on you to make it into good. No difference in how the cross was in the past and how it turned into a symbol of salvation and God's grace. So when we look at this day, do not despair. Hey, you asked the question of when we will come together. We just keep our this is our show and tell. We have been put on here to show and give a testimonial of how good God has been to us. When we tell people that, that's our show and tell that we've given to them. And in doing so, this promotes the idea of how to get God into their hearts, which, as Sister Sonia has mentioned, starts the issue of love, and so they can propel them into self-love. But we have to stay on that front line, and we have to keep fighting, and we have to stay prayed up and have our Bible as our sword and our armor of justice in the Lord. And in doing so, this is how we can resolve and maintain, which is the word of the week, health of this nation, because in doing so, it's God gives grace to the humble. So let's stay prayed. Let's stay in love. Let's stay forgiveness, but let's stay humble when we do this, because God's blessings comes to us all, because that is what he has asked us to do. And with that, Pastor Jones, I yield back to you.
Oh, my gosh, the commentary. Oh, my gosh, the commentary. Wow, that was amazing.
Love you. Thank you, Professor.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
Thank you,
Professor.
Oh my gosh.
I want to thank all of the co-producers of the show. Cousin V just said something very important to each and every one of us, and I just want to read it really quick. She said, thanks for Poetry in Motion, Linda Goldie, Words of Wisdom, Tawana Jones. We need our health and wellness, Vera Jones, and mental health with Dr. Aretha prophetic book, Regulate the Manual, Clarence and Mellon, Who Knew the Days Would Fit Today's Topic, and the commentary, Professor Reams. Thank God Eddie Justice Jones Jr. did not give up on the show. Is going into the fourth year. Well, we've been on longer than 4 years, but yes, you're on this particular show. Yes, and I'm grateful beyond words. Our word of the week, as it was stated by Professor Reams, is health. Health is our word of the week because health is a priority. As we heard Dr. Granny V say today about health and getting your sleep and your rest, the word of the week is health. Make that word applicable to you the whole entire week, health. Make that. Now, our scripture of the week, is the book of James, chapter 4, verse 6. The book of James, chapter 4, verse 6, and it reads, "But he who gives more grace, therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." I'm going to read that to you one more time. James chapter 4, verse 6, and it reads, "But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." Amen. Let that sink into the resonance of your heart and mind. And with that being said, I just want to show you June the 26th, we're going to have a very special guest on our show. Her name is Rhonda Smith. She is the executive director of the California Black Health Network. If you don't know about her, you better go read about her because she's very, very, very famous and very important. It's the CBHN, which is she's the executive director of the California Black Health Network. She is the and let me just show you a little quick picture for those who are on Facebook Live. There she is right there. You don't want to miss this interview. This is going to be an interview you won't forget because anybody out there that's on any type of medication and you got to pay an arm and a leg to get your medicine, she's going to tell you how you don't have to pay an arm and a leg to get your medicine. And that's going to be very important. Mark your calendar for June 26th, and it just don't stop there. This guest that's coming on our show is the executive director of the California Black Health Network, and it has a lot to do with helping people with diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problem, all kinds of stuff. So we're looking forward to having Rhonda Smith, the executive director of the California Black Health Network, on our show on June the 26th. You don't want to miss it. Okay, so mark your calendar. And by the way, I want to send a special shout out for my wife. Happy birthday. It's coming up in June. Happy birthday to you. My wonderful, beautiful wife. Thank you, God, for everything. Now, to all of my co-producers, to all of our guests, to everyone out there, just can't thank you enough. Thank you for being a part. Thank you for not leaving. Thank you for sharing, and thank you for telling 10 other people. Please, when I send this show out, please send it to other people. They need to hear this, and you're not going to hear it on your regular news channel. It's just not going to happen. So, again, I want to send a shout-out to all of my children, to all of my grandchildren and my great-granddaughter, to all of my co-hosts and co-producers of the show. Thank you guys so much. It wouldn't be right without you. Normally what I do, but I want to say this really quick. The only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. The only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. Number two, always remember, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. And number three, which is actually number one, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. All right, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, and last week, I'm going to go out this week the same way I went out last week. Lord, do it for me. Oh, Lord, do it for me. Oh, Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't get done. So, Lord, do it for me. Oh, Lord, fix it for me. You know what I'm going through, Jesus. Yes, Lord, please fix it for me. Oh, Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't get done. So, Lord, do it for me. God bless y'all. I love you. Peace. Thank you for coming on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Hallelujah. Praise God.